I was on my way, oddly enough, to hospital for a blood test for something else that had happened to me a few years earlier. But on my way there, I decided to take my motorbike out that day. Rather stupidly, didn't put my leather armoured jeans on. I just had my normal jeans, but I had my leather jacket and my gloves on, luckily. And on my way to the hospital, a hapless driver pulled out without looking, and I had nowhere to go but to slam into the side of her car, which left a bit of a mess. I don't remember any of the accidents, so what I'm actually telling you is more from what other people have told me than what I can remember. But as it goes, the accident happened around lunchtime on a Friday afternoon, and I was left at the time with some fairly minor, or comparatively minor, injuries externally, but most of my injuries were internal. But I was very lucky because in the traffic, just a couple of cars behind the car, immediately behind me, was a paramedic on his way to Sawbridgeworth, to something else. Luckily, he recognised a few signs and scrambled Hutto ambulance, and it soon transpired that I'd ruptured my spleen. I'd torn a flap in the side of my main artery in my heart, the aorta, which I later learned has got a 90% mortality rate on its own. The Hutto ambulance came to my rescue. I think they were scrambled, and from their launch pad to me took 6 minutes or something, which is phenomenal. And I know I wouldn't be here now if it wasn't for them.
Well, that was going to be my next question. I mean, if they hadn't issued such a rapid response to that, I guess we wouldn't be having this conversation today.
No, that's right. You know, I've got my life to thank them for. There's no question about it. I arrived at Addenbrooke's Hospital in Cambridge, which is one of the premier centres in the UK for liver damage, which was another problem. I tore it in half. The amount of blood I'd lost, I think, internally was massive. I'm almost certain that I wouldn't be here now. I think, you know, I was in a pretty bad way, but didn't really know what was going on. I was sort of sliding in and out of consciousness with everybody else trying to help me. And, you know, it's almost certain that I probably wouldn't be here now.
Do you think too many people take the service for granted then? Not only the ambulance service, but obviously the air ambulance service as well. They just think it's going to be there.
I think so, yeah. I mean, I didn't know too much about it, really. I think only from what's been televised, if I've ever been at home and I've seen a programme on TV where something happens and, you know, you see the air ambulance and you do kind of assume that it's just going to be there, but it isn't provided by the government. It is, as we know, a charity backed thing. And, you know, people locally really need to think about it, because from an insurance point of view, and I'm probably the world's worst, you know, I rode powerful motorcycles, driven fast cars, and I'm a bit of an adrenaline junkie, to say the least. But it's never crossed my mind, and it's kind of it's kind of an insurance there. If you contribute just a little bit towards something like that, and it doesn't even have to be a huge amount of money, even if it's, you know, they do the lottery that goes on every week, and it's like a quid, but you could win a load of money. But in the area, it makes such a huge difference to people that have been in serious accidents. And, you know, since I've had my accident, I've known of two or three people that have been fortunate enough to have the air ambulance come and help them. And it is literally a hospital in the air that comes to you, rather than, you know, we've got to get him somewhere. They've actually got a doctor on board, so, you know, they know what they're doing and they can keep you going until they get you somewhere where there's even more equipment to do whatever it is they've got to get done.